Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah, Daf Lamites, in the article Oiz V'Hodu edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha Zayin in the bottom of Daf Lamites Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, Katon, Koyre, Batoyro, Mitargim. A child can read the Toyro and can do Targum. Ava Eino Paris Hashma, as we mentioned before, he can't do Paris Hashma, which means the Chazim for Shma. Ve'eino Eivet of Ne'atev, he can't be the Chazim for Shmon Esrei. Ve'eino Noises Kapov, he can't do Birkas Koyanim. Poicheach, Paris Hashma. Pachach means someone who is clothes are torn in many places. So he could be the chazan for Shema. Umitagi could translate the Torah. We're holding Devil Mates Amud Aleph. Aval Eino Koy B'Torah, it's not covered the Torah to read that way. Ve'eino Ribu Vnei Atevo can't be a full chazan. Ve'eino Noises Kapov, and he can't do Nisias Kapayim as a Kohen. Suma Poiris Shema Umitagi. A blind person can do, can be the chazan for Shema, and he can do the Targum. He never saw any Moiris, meaning he was blind from birth. Because he can't say Yoitza Moiris. He did not benefit from the Moiris. He can't speak about the Moiris according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi would say, even though he did not enjoy the Moiris, others enjoy the Moiris for him. And they're able to guide him based on the Moiris that they have. Sumo, a blind person, does not go to Golos if he killed someone in B'Shoigek. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shito. From here, Oimer Goyle, he does go to Golos. Vishne Mikra Chador, Em Dorshim, the Dash, with the same Pasuk. It says, Beloy Reoyis in the Pasuk. From here, Oimer Le Rabbi says Sumo. The words Beloy Reoyis come to tell you that a blind person also goes to Golos. Vidoimer Prat Sumo. Beloy Reoyis is able to see, someone is not able to see, so he does not go to Golos. Says the more of a Kotanin, and here by us we say, Kol Shaloy Reoyis Me Yomov, someone did not see lights in his life. Loyi Furisa Shema, Haim Reoy Reis. Meaning the only problem here is he never benefited from light in his life. But if someone was not blind and became blind during his life after he was born, so then he does see Yoytzei Moiris. I mean, he's not completely removed from the mitzvah. It's only a technical thing that he did not enjoy the lights. And there you say he doesn't have the inyan of going to Golos. Because Yerushalmi there explains that Yehuda is not saying only he doesn't go to Golos because of the Pasuk. But this basically tells you that a Suma doesn't belong to the mitzvahs at all. So there, Rabbi Yehuda says, he's putting on mitzvahs, and here he says, you can be moitzei others with the mitzvah. And the word brings the question of the different nusach. Rav Chagai bo, can be Rav Yehiso, b'chlefe shitos de Yehuda, Yehuda seems to contradict himself. Tabu do yimer prat. There he comes to exclude the sumo. V'ocho yimer l'rabo, he's going to add the sumo, that he can be a chazon. Or chanayim b'rede Rav Yehuda, b'yoyishu v'baisa of ofel, he must iso. Our mission is not talking about a blind person. Our mission is talking about someone who's sitting in a dark house. So there Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone lived his whole life in a dark house, he never saw light in his life, he doesn't do a brocha. But if he saw light and then went into the dark house later, he could do the brocha. But a sumo cannot do the brocha at all. So kachal and worry him, hayoyish ba'is ofel his whole life, lo yifris ishma. But if he was there before, he could. But here below yoyis is an extra ribur to tell me a sumo is included. And ribur achar lemat is a two riburim, as the Gemara there says. So you mail it from there. For the extra ribur, you learn that a sumo does not go to Golos. Halacha ches zog de mishnah koyin sheyesh biyodov mumin. A koyin who has blemishes on his hands or some wounds on his hands, loyis says kapos, people will not look at his hands. Even if his hands are colored with the color of istis, because they're looking at him. Says the Gemara, Tani ube fonov. Not only if he has it on his hands, if he has it on his face as well, also shnadu nisias kapayim. Says the Gemara, Tani mayadash beirim mutar. Reb Chaim takes away the word v'ho, so it's really a statement. Tani mayadash beirim mutar. If everybody knows and is used to see him that way, so then he could do nisias kapayim. Rav Naftali avatzbaase akimo. He had a crooked finger. Also shoyle amano, can he do nisias kapayim? Only kivan shadadash beirim mutar. Everybody knows he says mutar. Rav Chuna ave me'aver zal dekan. He took somebody who doesn't deny to have a big beard because it looks like a mum and people look at him. Says the Gemara, v'atani mayadash beirim mutar. But he said if people are used to seeing him, it's not a problem. Omar Mano Ragliavo. It was a regal, meaning there was many guests from out of the city. Begin Shaloyo Reinu Koton Oises Kapo. So people should not say we saw a child doing the Sias Kapayim because he had no beard, looked like a koton. So Chaim asks, but then he's not Dash Behir if there's so many guests. So the Chuyot Mashmo says that he was in the city, so he's a Dash Behir, even though there's some guests that maybe are from the outside. But there's another problem, they're coming to say that a koton can be Noise Kapayim. We don't want them to look at the Quranim. It means it's not good to look at the Quranim. So said Rav Chagai, the main problem to look at the Quranim is you have Esach Hadas, you're not going to be focused on the Brocho. I can look and I don't have Esach Hadas, so there's no issue be'etzav to look at the Quranim. Halacha Tes Zog the Mishnah. Someone says, I'm not going to go to Fnei Ateva to be a chazon with colored clothing. We don't let him to go even with white clothing. Because with Choshesh it became a min, because the min, they're very mocked not to use colored clothing. So I'm not going to use a sandal, so you can't go barefoot. For the same reason, continues the Mishnah of Lamentez on the base, how is it filosoi agulo, someone who makes his tefillin round instead of square, sakana ve'ein bo mitzvah. So it's dangerous because it can penetrate his brain, and it's a mitzvah because Aloha which we've seen, it has to be square. Nesono al mitzvah put the tefillin on his forehead, al pas yodoy on his palm. Harei zedei chamini, that's what the minim say, they don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, to know the right place for the tefillin. Tzipazov, he covered it with gold. Finosno al beis yad unkali shaloi. Or he put it above his clothing, not directly on his body. The people that chitzoyin, they go based on their own das, they don't rely on chazal, and they don't know that it has to be black, it can't be covered with gold, and it has to be on the body. So the Gemara Tanya, B'yisi ben Bibi, tefillin merubois, tefillin has to be square, shchor has to be black, is aloch l'mosh v'sinai, that's what tefillin have to be. Aloch yudzok the Mishnah. Ho'ima yivarchucho toivim, areizu derech aminus. We'll see in the Gemara that it means, it's the Mishmah says that the good God will bless you, and that's minus. Someone who says, you should have mercy on the bird's nest, we'll see in the Gemara what's the issue with that. Who he says, I'm blessed Kosh Boga for the good, Masha not for the bad. Moidim, moidim, moid doubles moidim, sounds like two reshuris, Mishatki Moise, you silence him. Hamechane ba'arayas, we'll see in the Gemara, means they explains the psukim of Arayas in a different way, Mishatki Moise, you silence him. Ha'imer, it takes the following pasuk and explains. What does it mean? Mizarcho lo titen la'avir la'moylech. It means, mizarcho lo titen la'avor bar'miyuso. You won't allow your children to marry a non-Jew. Meshat kemoyse b'nezifo. You silence them with anger because he mis-explains the pshat in the pesukim. So what's the problem? Shtei rishuyos. It looks like the toivim, the good God, will bless you and not the bad God. So as if there's chas hashon two rishuyos. Continues the Gemara to explain what is the reason that can't see by your chamech is a problem. It looks like he's challenging the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't see by your chamech. You have so much mercy on the bird. You don't have mercy on me. So he's challenging the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's wrong. He's giving some limit to the rachmi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At can't see by your chamech. I mean, you're reaching, your mercy reaches only the bird and not furthermore. Similar idea from a different direction. Says the Gemara, is tani tani, one bride says the Girso, ad kamtsi b'gerach amecho. Is tani tani, al. The other Girso is al. Mandoma al misalera pinchos. If you say al, is like the first shot, you have rachamim on the bird, not on me. Mandoma al misalera b'yeso. He says the mercy reaches only to Lear and not furthermore. The one who does this way is not doing good because he's making the gzeir Kosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah Kosh Baruch Hu, a reason because of mercy. Why did Kosh Baruch Hu say to do shiloh hakan? Because he has mercy on the mother. Kosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah is not a rachamim. It's a gzeir of Kosh Baruch Hu to do what he tells us to do without giving us a reason for it. The ones, they say the following, they say the Targum, they say like this. The same way I have mercy there in Shemaim, on people down here, you also should have mercy down there. Don't check the mother and the child on the same day. But we explain it according to this Targum, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy, you should have mercy as well. So the one who does that targum lo avdin tov is not doing right. Shemoyisim midosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachim. Again, you have a mitzvah and you explain it because of mercy. We don't give explanations for the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are gzeiros. Then we try to understand reasons, but that's we don't come and say that's the ikar atam to give explanation limitation to the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Lametes.